Well, Robbie Slater, good morning. Firstly, mate, how are you?
Very good, Dawson's boys.
And girls. Yes, we're having a bit of a chat. It's a bit left field before we get into the football, mate. So there's a we had Inglis on earlier today, and the Inglis they have a hotel at their sales complex, and each hotel room is named after a horse, a famous horse that's been through their sales. Now we've had
Kingston Town. That's mine. Yep, I grew up watching Kingston Town. Well, when I say grew up, I used to go, used to wag Year 12 with a mate of mine, and we used to go to Canterbury races, and I sort of started getting in. He used to have dollary play bets in those days on the old, you know, the totes and all that. You know, what do they call them there? I used to follow around. I wasn't a gambler, but I used to enjoy the day. And we started going out onto the race. The race of Rose Hill used to go mostly because we were in the western suburbs. And it was the era of Kingston Town, and I think Emancipation was around that time as well, a great, famous grey.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we followed those things. I just loved Kingston Town. I just, couldn't believe how it just kept winning and winning. I was only young at the time, of course, but it certainly stayed with me. It's just the name I loved.
Down. Mate, you've impressed me there with the wagging school to go to Canterbury Racetrack and then watching. And you just, was it a tactical wag or did you just bolt? You just go, look, I'm asked later,
well,
mate, see you later.
You didn't need much tactics, mate.
now, what about the Oliroos, mate? These young blokes are flying the flag sensational for us. They're on top of that ladder and they go through.
They do, and they got a draw against Bahrain. That's all they needed, and obviously with the other one doing the same. Australia topped the group, which is great. Given that, you know, we'll play a second place team from another group to get to the in the quarterfinal. So, you know, in the face of it, a lot of people go, "Oh, Bahrain, we should be beating them, not drawing." But at this level, we have underperformed for well over a decade. The last decade. Since the Beijing Olympics, we've never got out of a group stage. So to finish top of the group is a fantastic start. We have to finish third. So therefore, you have to win the quarterfinal to make the semifinal. And you've got to finish third and you qualify for the Olympics. So, yep, fingers crossed, boys are on their way.
Well, Robbie, today, James Johnson, the new FFA CEO, will front the media.
JJ.
What was that? Sorry, Robbie?
JJ.
JJ, yeah. So, well, tell us, how do you think Australia's going to respond to old JJ?
I wonder if JJ used to wag school.
I'm guessing not if he's now the FFA CEO. And if he did, I'm a bit worried for where the game's headed, Robbie.
Come on. You've got to have fun with a bit of character. What do you think? All CEOs have never wagged school.
No, I'm not saying that at all. But what's your take? What are we going to hear from him today in that presser?
Well, I hope to hear a lot of positivity. A lot of structure and optimism looking to the future. It's been difficult times. There's no hiding from the fact. The thing with James Johnson is, from a Hyundai A-League point of view, he can't really say much because, well, he can, of course. And I know he's good friends with Manchester City Group representative Simon Pearce, who basically pulls all the strings. Because he's worked for the Manchester City Group. So they know each other very well, which can only be a positive. And what I'm talking about here is because the A-League is going independent, of course. So James Johnson comes in as CEO of the FFA. So really that will not have much to do with an independent A-League, if you know what I mean, on that side. So he's going to be concentrated more on the Socceroos, Matildas and the young players that are playing at the moment, of course, as well. But this will be very, very interesting because he's going to have a lot to say and he's got a lot of knowledge.
Robbie, we've currently got on TV here watching Tottenham. They're currently 2-1 up in the FA Cup. I just wanted to get your thoughts on Jose Mourinho so far. I've just been reading that fans are not happy with his pragmatic style of play.
Oh, that's what you get everywhere he goes now. Since ever since he's left Chelsea, that's what you get. No one's happy with Mourinho's pragmatic style of play. You only get that when he doesn't win. So I think Mourinho's doing a decent job. They've lost Harry Kane for a long, long time. I think he's going okay. I think the pragmatic style of Mourinho, he's only just started at Tottenham. So for me, I think he's doing a decent job.
Can you also just elaborate slightly? I was listening to some English commentary the other day, and they were all just talking about this Christian Eriksen and how he's receiving this lukewarm response from supporters for not playing his best, and that Inter Milan has been linked to signing him at the end of his contract this year.
Well, there's been rumours surrounding Eriksen since the start of the season. So the ones that continue don't surprise me. Once the fan base goes against him, it's pretty much time to leave. So I would expect him to leave.
Expect him to leave? Well, there you go. I think that's what Jose Mourinho said, and that's why he's not playing him as much. What about over in our local league? Andrew Redmayne has re-signed with Sydney FC for the next two seasons, and Steve Corica has labelled him best keeper in the A-League. Do you agree?
Yep, I do agree. I think he's been the best. The kind of keeper who won the player the plays now at Western United, formerly at Wellington. But if you go on consistency, number of clean sheets, the way he commands his penalty box and the respect he gets from his defenders around him, I can't go past Redmayne, to be honest.
Well, there you go. Well, Robbie, what's on for you today? Where are you off to?
I'm off to a football camp at the moment with Matthew and Indigo. And Matthew's with the under-12s. He's only 8, so he's playing up. So he told me he's going to play back. Why are you going to play back, Matthew? Because the others should be.
Mate, I know you love a horse tip. Long range tip this for Saturday, because I know we're going to talk later in the week, but I just had a look at the weights and nominations here. Saturday the 18th of January at Eagle Farm, race 7, Raging Pole. Raging Pole is in the possibly in that field, so was a great winner, Raging Pole, last time out at the Gold Coast. So I just want you to just keep this in the black book, mate.
All right. Okay, Raging Pole.
Okay.
Okay, that's
very good.
We'll negate that one.
No.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't know how confident you've been taking that from Dave.
I could hear Robbie Slater taking out the Sharpie and drawing a line through it this far out.
Got up at 16's last start. So it's Laurie's, one of Laurie's favourite horses, the Pole.
Can we let Robbie go now? He doesn't need to listen anymore. Yeah, so, there you go. Robbie, you're good to go. We'll catch you later in the week.
Boys,
I'm telling you.
I could hear that delay in Robbie Slater's voice just going, yep, no.
Don't worry.
No.
I tell you what, if the Pole lobs, it will be the first one that gets the text.